Now, I like back to school because, you know, the kids come back into town and everything. They're getting ready to go and be all collegey and stuff and then get their learn on and get obliterated a couple, three, four nights a week. Maybe more, depending on their alcoholism level. But there are certain things that happen that make it a little bit frustrating. For example, you know, you have freshmen coming to town. They're not quite that used to Manhattan yet, the driving conditions and everything. And so they'll, you know, not drive correctly.
Yeah.
At all.
Because they're shocked at the number of orange cones around the community.
Oh, man. Yeah, yesterday I was going home on Fort Riley Boulevard, you know, and going down. And then you know how there's that perpetual construction's been there? Looks like it's getting close to getting done. Well, they moved the cones on me, and I was forced to the Seth Child exit. And I was like, oh! And, like, there were two people behind me that had the same thing happen to them.
You could see behind them their arms going up.
No, I meant that they took that on accident, because then they followed me as I went straight to get back onto Fort Riley Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mess over there. So, yeah, you can't blame them too much on that. But in some of the areas, you're like, what are you doing? But the number one thing that annoys me is that every time that you know, the students come back into town, you get all these leeches coming out of the woodwork who are trying to make money off of them. And they can't tell just by going door to door whether that's a freshman living there or someone they can take advantage of necessarily. So we all fall victim to it. And that's the knock on the door sales guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Usually if I have a, if there's a rapping at my door.
You hide?
I hide, yes. I've been known to hide before. Once an old woman came up to my door and rang the doorbell. I was like, what does that old woman want with me? I'm not answering.
Did she have a pie?
I don't know.
Usually if an old woman doesn't have a pie at your front door, it's not good news.
See, and I feel like I have to be like really swift about it to walk to the door to look through the peephole. You know, just like take your shoes off and just kind of slowly, stealthily walk toward the door so they can't hear you walking, you know? And so it went out. And I was like, I go, well, I wonder what that is. And I was like, let me go see if it's anything important. So I go to the door and I look through and I was like, for some reason, I still opened it up even after I saw the dude who looked highly suspect. Opened it up. And he doesn't have anything with it. Doesn't have a pad. He doesn't have a little sheet. He goes, hey, will you vote for me? And he's got kind of, he's kind of contradictory in his presentation. Like, his hair is kind of spiked up and in order and everything. But the rest of him is just kind of, like, he looked like his teeth were, like, seconds away from, like, just falling out of his mouth. he was just showing teeth the entire time. Not smiling, just showing teeth. And you could see, like, you're seeing somebody that has, like, that brown up there and, like, the top of their teeth, it looks like it's rotting out.
Yeah.
Like meth or something, or who knows. He's got these teeth that looks like they could just fall out any second. You know, will you vote for me? And I knew, I've heard that. Have you heard that pitch before?
No.
You haven't heard the will you vote for me?
What does that mean?
That's their, you go, what? Because you're supposed to go, vote for you for what? Oh, it's for whatever, and then you vote for me by buying magazine subscriptions. You know, and I, so he goes, will you vote for me? And I go, is this about magazine subscriptions?
Right off the bat?
Yeah. And he goes, it is, but it isn't about magazine subscriptions. I go, well, does it involve me spending money? And he goes, yes. I go, sorry, man, I'm not interested. And he's just shocked. He has this look on his face like, what? And you go, like, it was just unbelievable to him that he got denied there. And so I was like, yeah, I don't want to buy any magazines. He's like, you don't care about helping out young people? You don't care about supporting young people? And so I point at myself and I go, yeah, I do. You know, because he was being very belligerent about it, you know. And mm-hmm. it was, his tone of voice was out of hand. And so finally I was like, sorry, man, I'm not
interested. Read.
Yeah. Well, I don't want magazines, okay? I like checking my mailbox once a month to see if somebody sent me something for some reason. Because I'm on auto bill pay, I don't need to go to the mailbox. So, you know, I don't want magazines. I don't want to spend money on them, and I don't want them around the house, because it'll just be a mix. Like, I have trouble throwing stuff away. I'll just have magazines all over the place. Disaster. Don't want them. Don't want anything to do with them. Girl Scout cookies, fine. You know, and whatever. If I can help out somebody. And there's so many questionable people. Like, there's people that go around doing this and they scam people. And the fact that this dude didn't have a sheet with him or something, you know? that said
which ones you could pick from.
Yeah. Maybe he had it in his pocket or something, folded up, but he was just walking around, nothing in hand.
Got a tattoo on his back of the list.
Yeah, so that just seems a little suspect, you know. I remember you have a thing, right, where you can't turn them down?
Yeah. I got a big heart, man. What can I say?
So luckily you moved out to the lake where they can't get to you. Is that part of the reason why you did that?
It's the only reason. I had to escape them.
So what'd you do? You'd go ahead and be a sucker and subscribe to the magazines?
Well, I only got suckered into magazines once, but other stuff.
Like
I've been suckered into buying everything. Candles, popcorn.
Candles.
Miracle cleaner.
Okay, yeah, it seems to work pretty good.
You name it.
You gotta watch out, because I think they have a little network. Once you buy something ridiculous like candles.
They just share names.
From a door-to-door salesman, yeah. Here's a sucker. They have like a sucker list, and they just keep on coming back. Okay, so did you just bought all these things, or?
Yeah. I got tricked into buying like $120 worth of magazine subscriptions.
$120, yeah.
Because I didn't think it was going to be that much.
Uh-huh.
So then I canceled the check the next day.
You just canceled the check?
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't think it'd be that much? Don't they give you a total after?
Well, yeah, he was like,
no, that's $120.
You want that and that and that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's like, $120, please. And well, you can't turn him down then. That's just rude. So I just wrote him a check, and I was in my head, I'm like, cancel the check tomorrow.
It'll be far less rude if I just cancel the check when he's not around and can't see me.
Yeah.
Gotta watch out, man, because I was like, what if this guy comes back later and like kicks my door in or something? You know? What if he's that upset at me?
And you got problems.
539-9750 or 238-0975. If you have problems with the door-to-door salesman, how do you handle him to get him out? Like, this guy looked like we kept on talking, I kept on closing the door more and more. You know, like, not just to try to like, close it in his face, but because he was worrying me with the level of toot he was throwing my way about it. You know? 539-9750 or 238-0975. How do you handle the door-to-door magazine guy? Can you tell? I wanted to start lecturing. Listen, dude, I don't want your magazine, so get out of my face about it, okay? Yeah, that's right. And go take your rotten teeth and get out of here.
That wouldn't have been nice, though.
I know, but I think I should be allowed. It's my house, you know? Somebody comes into your house, that's more annoying than them calling you. This should be a national do not knock at my door list.
I've got a solution that takes care of Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, magazine salesmen, and you know, so on.
Did you say Mormons?
Yeah, they bother me too.
Mormons go door to door?
Yeah, they ride their little bikes. And
that's news to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they stop by my house weekly. It's kind of disturbing.
Weekly? Maybe they're, is it possible them and your wife maybe doing
could be. I need to get them on direct deposit if that's the case. I need to get some money out of this.
So what's the solution, man?
Open the door with a fire extinguisher.
And then just start spraying or just...
Well, if they start talking, you spray. If not, you just...
Hit them with it?
No, don't bash them, man. How violent are you? Good Lord.
Hit them with it.
Pretty violent, obviously.
Yeah, Chris is one of the most violent people I know.
Kind of frightened now.
Mm-hmm.
You should be...